You're listening to SBS News.
Hugh and Janie Pote are the parents of a fallen digger. They often hear from people who claim to have been there on the night their son was murdered. The Canberra father has spoken to several sources on the ground to put the pieces together around that tragic night at a base near Tarinkout in Afghanistan a decade ago. Their son was Private Robert Pote, who was playing cards with his comrades Sapper James Martin and Lance Corporal Stepan Milosevic when they were fired upon by a rogue Afghan soldier named Hekmatullah in 2012. The story has been told in news reports, in Mr. Pote's book, and at an official inquest, but Mr. Pote has never before heard it from an Afghan witness until now. For the first time, the grieving father has heard the account of an Afghan interpreter who was there at the time. They've never before met the Afghan colleague who helped the Australian soldiers that night. SBS News was there when Mr. and Mrs. Pote met Farid Rahman at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra.
Good morning.
Good morning, Farid.
Farid. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to meet you.
I'm definitely sorry for you, Emma.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so pleased that you were able to be here and get out. I just hope your family can come out soon too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Because you put your life on the line with everybody else too, with all the Australians. Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Yeah. We owe it to you.
My pleasure.
After 2 years in hiding from the Taliban, former interpreter Farid Rahman is telling his side of the story for the first time. Still haunted by that night, he survived, but others didn't.
I spoke only last night to the soldier who was sitting next to him probably when he was killed.
Yep.
And he said to pass on his thanks to you.
Thank you.
For being an interpreter, putting your life on the line with our own soldiers, and for carrying one of the wounded to the helicopter.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
We were all good friends there. So it was my job, not my job, but as a human being, they were my friends. So we enjoyed ourselves together.
Yeah.
So we were friends. So I had to do things, and we will do things for our friends forever. Forever.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for what you did.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Farid served alongside Australian soldiers in Uruzgan and Kandahar. He was there when a rogue Afghan soldier named Hekmatullah fired on Robert Pote.
Everyone was crying, everyone was shouting, everyone was freaked out. Because we were so small group of people there, so I physically had to take one of the injured guy that he was injured on the right side near the ribs. He had one shot, so I had to calm that down. I mean, just to give him more support of coming down, and just to say that, hey, you look so right, you don't have to worry, you are all good. But then I had to take that same guy into the chopper, and I had to carry somebody's body armor and their equipment to the chopper.
Farid says he tried to help Robert, but wished he could have done more. Hugh Pote says he's grateful for Farid's effort and care.
He had put his life on the line with our soldiers. He could have been killed that night as well because he was there. He's a brave young man.
That was not the first time Farid survived a so-called green-on-blue attack. Only a few months earlier, Farid was shot 7 times when an Afghan soldier fired on Australians during a routine parade in Kandahar. 3 Australian soldiers and 1 interpreter died.
He was continuously firing, you know. I've got more than 56 shrapnels in my lungs. And I've got another really dangerous fragment, or let's say a piece of bullet in my narrow in the back.
Australia War Memorial Director Matt Anderson.
They were risking their lives every bit as much as the Australians were risking their lives, and it was a team effort, it was a shared endeavour, and they are absolutely united by that bond.
This is an extraordinary story of two strangers connected by unimaginable tragedy. But it comes amid reports Robert Pote's killer, Hekmatullah, is living life in the safety of the Taliban. SBS News has confirmed Hekmatullah is living in Kabul as a free man.
Hekmatullah is a very dangerous man, as can be seen by the statements that he's made from his own mouth. His sentence needs to be carried out. I'd like to see it happen. The three families would like to see it happen.
As soon as I told them I got that news that Hekmatullah has been released, since then I have no rest. This guy's super dangerous and he's got a lot of links.
Farid has already lost a loved one. He believes at the hands of the Taliban. He's concerned of what may come for others he's left behind. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.